Man accused of homicide after corn vendor carrying $138 killed in robbery. By Catherine Rodriguez on September 10, 2020. A 30-year-old man from Milwaukee is accused of homicide in connection with the fatal shooting of a popular corn vendor on Milwaukee's south side. Antoine Alphonse Jr. faces a count of first-degree homicide and a count of armed robbery in connection with the shooting death of Emilio Garza, 52, who sold corn on Milwaukee's south side, on August 28, Witte reported. Authorities found Garza dead around 9 p.m., killed by 9 gunshot wounds. Garza had $138 on him at the time of the shooting, the Kansas City Star reported. Surveillance video showed two men approach Garza while he was pushing his cart. Garza was shot twice and tried to outrun the suspects, court documents state. While Garza was on the ground, Alphonse allegedly removed Garza's personal items from him. Alphonse and his two alleged accomplices are also accused of robbing a Domino's delivery driver of $100, his driver's license, credit cards, and watch. Alphonse allegedly fired a single shot into the air as the victim drove away. Investigators say the bullet casings from that incident helped them link Alphonse to the homicide. Authorities arrested Alphonse after a lengthy vehicle pursuit. And Alphonse allegedly fired a handgun before being taken into custody. If convicted of the homicide charge, Alphonse could face up to life in prison. Alphonse made his first appearance in court Wednesday and is being held in jail on a $200,000 bond. Garza was such a beloved member of the Milwaukee community that hours before Alphonse's arrest, a March for Justice was held in Garza's honor, WDJT reported.